gave us that feedback. And I'm going to summarize three major elements of the feedback that we got. The first major element was to reduce the number of PowerPoint presentations in plenary and have more interaction and discussion. The second one was to try, even though people appreciated the opportunity to network and learn from each other, to try to see whether or not we could come to some collective decisions or actions or messages together that could be taken forward. And the third element was to try and connect the CBA conference and the community to other processes that are taking place that are relevant both nationally and globally. So having taken these three messages to heart, we tried to redesign the format of CBA 12 for the first time. And this is very much an experiment for which we would like to have your feedback. I can point out that on the tables we should have a feedback form. We'd request you to take one and fill it in by the end of today and hand it in, because it's very important for us to get your feedback in designing future events. So I'm going to go through the three challenges that we had and how we tried to meet them. The first one, as I said, was the interaction. So what we did over the first few days is we had two marketplaces where people, there were well over 30 stalls that were set up by people sharing their information. We had a very, very excellent buzz. People went around and found out about what others were doing. And we also had on the second day a skills share based on offers that many of you had given on tools and methodologies and experience that you had that you'd like to share with others. And there were about 15 of those. And again, very positive feedback from what I heard from people. But we want to get your written feedback specifically so that we do know. We also have a traffic light system at the back of the room. If you haven't put up your stickers there, please do so. So we hope that we might start with many reds and then move them to greens as we go along. Greens being good and reds being not so good in terms of your feedback. The second element that we tried to incorporate was taking things forward. And what we ended up doing was we had three separate work streams, again selected on the basis of feedback that we had received from people. The first work stream was on how to devolve climate finance to the local level, to the communities. It's not happening enough. How do we make it happen more? The second one was how do we incorporate and use technology for adaptation at the community level? And the third one was on how do we gather evidence to influence policy making both at the national as well as the global level. And all three work streams had a group of people working over several days, coming up with their experience, sharing that experience, coming up with ideas of what can be done. And the form in which we asked them to present all of this was in the form of pitches for doing certain things. And those pitches were then yesterday presented formally in a formal format to in a Dragon's Den format. For those of you who might be familiar with the Dragon's Den, it's a form of pitching ideas to investors to get funding. And we had a set of actual real investors who put money into different projects to evaluate these pitches that were made. And by and large, I think the pitches were reasonably good, although they all need a lot more work. And that was a common refrain from all the dragons. But nevertheless, it worked out, in my view, at least. But we'd like to get your feedback on whether or not this idea of having pitches and Dragon's Den approach worked for you. And then yesterday, we had a very important plenary session chaired by Mary Robinson, whom you heard the minister refer to, who helped us through what we called a gender and climate Talanoa dialogue. So Talanoa dialogue, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, is a Pacific modality of gaining consensus through discussion that the UNFCCC COP president, Fiji, started at the last COP. And it's an ongoing process that's taking place over the year and will culminate next December at the COP24th Conference of Parties, gathering these Talanoa dialogues that are taking place all over the world. And the one we did yesterday here will now feed into the official Fijian-led Talanoa dialogue, and Mary Robinson, who has a high-level role to play in that, will be taking our messages to them. And so moving now to the third element of our response to your feedback in terms of how do we connect what we are doing here with other processes. And I'll just mention a few, starting with today. Today is our interaction with the NAP process. The NAP is a formal National Adaptation Planning process supported by the UNFCCC and other agencies, carried out by governments. And we heard a little bit about the NAP process that in Malawi from the minister. Over the rest of today, we'll hear a lot more about what's happening in the NAP process. But these are very much government-led processes, and we hope that the CBA community who will be present here today will be able to interact with the government officials who are here for the NAP Expo, and we'll be able to learn from each other. And that's, in fact, the best way of getting to know each other, learning from each other. In terms of other places where we will be taking messages, there's the United Nations Secretary General is going to be doing a high-level climate event next year, 2019. But the planning for that is already starting now. And in fact, next month in July in New York, there will be a meeting to start planning that event and to focus on certain things. And some of us will be there at that planning meeting and bring the message of the CBA conference to them to ensure that the messages from the grassroots, the emphasis on learning from the grassroots and supporting the grassroots, is integral to the high-level session that the Secretary General runs. And then later on in September, Governor Jerry Brown of California is doing a global summit. As you know, President Trump has reneged on the U.S. Commitment to the Paris Agreement, but Governor Jerry Brown and many other governors in the United States have taken up the mantle and are supporting it. And they are calling a global meeting in San Francisco in September. Again, some of our participants, particularly the ones from the U.S. who are here with us, we hope will be there and be able to take our message to that. And I'm just mentioning a few things. The list is much longer than the one I'm giving you. In October, there's going to be the 6th Asia-Pacific Adaptation Forum in Manila. This is a gathering that's been taking place for a number of years now. They get well over 1,000 people, politicians, practitioners, and researchers in the private sector. It'll be in October in Manila, in the Philippines, and then in December, we will have the 24th Conference of Parties in Katowice in Poland, where our IID organizes and has been organizing for many years a two-day event called Development and Climate Days, where many of you, I hope, will be present, and certainly the messages coming out of the CBA 12 will be reflected in the Development and Climate Days. So let me end by saying that what we are now doing, this new format, is a multi-year format. It's not just a one-off one this year. So next year in CBA 13 and then CBA 14 in 2020, we hope to connect particularly the CBA conference with the Development and Climate Days at the COP and other major global events that I mentioned, and make sure that the message is a rolling message, and then we get feedback. Next year we'll see how we did in terms of taking this message, what kind of resonance we have, and what can we do better in future to make sure that our messages are well heard in these other events. So before I end, I'd just like to make an announcement with regard to where and when CBA 13 might be held next year. We haven't finalized the exact country yet, but we are hoping to have it in West Africa. We've had it in East Africa and Southern Africa, but not in West Africa. We've had it in Asia a number of times, but not West Africa yet. So we hope to do it in West Africa. And we have promised our West African friends, many of whom wanted to come here but weren't able to come, that we will make sure that we avoid the month of Ramadan for holding the CBA. Many of them weren't able to come because this is Ramadan for the Muslims. So with that, I hope you all have a very interactive session with the NAP Expo people here, and we get to